నమో వెంకటేశాయ నమః. ద వెరీ రిఫరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది వర్డ్ బ్రహ్మోత్సవం ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ వెంకటేశ్వర ఇన్ తిరుమల రిమైన్స్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ది ఎక్స్ట్రావజెంట్ ఆఫ్ ది డైలీ ప్రొసెషన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది లార్డ్ ఆన్ డిఫరెంట్ వాహనల్స్ ద వెహికల్స్ సెలెస్టియల్ కెరియర్స్ unprecedented pilgrim crowd, serpentine queue lines, apart from the scores of bhajan troops which go around the temple complex singing various devotional songs in praise of the Lord, adding to the devotional atmosphere, besides important events like the Garuda Seva, Radhotsavam and other important vahana seva. But few people know that in spite of these familiar events, which no doubt form the core part of the brahmotsavam, there are a lot more special rituals that are being observed inside the temple. Special rituals. Alaya Suddhi. The ritual relates to the cleaning of the entire temple complex in a strict accordance with the guidelines laid down in the Shastras before the commencement of the annual 9-day Brahmotsavam. The entire temple complex is tastefully decorated with the flowers and mango leaves. Mrita Sangharanam. The ritual is observed on the day prior to the first day of the Brahmotsavam. The commander-in-chief of the Lord's domain, who goes around the temple complex supervising the arrangement being made for the conduct of the Brahmotsavam, also collects the sacred earth, puttamannu, which is ceremoniously kept at the Yagasala situated inside the main temple complex. Ankurarpanam. The Mritasangrahanam is followed by the Ankurarpanam festival. The same evening heralding the inauguration of the mega festival. As part of the festival, Navadhanyams are sown in the sacred earthen pots for germination at the Yagasala. Dvajarohanam and Devatavalam. Dvajarohanam is performed on the first day of the feti, signaling the commencement of the Brahmotsavam. The sacred yellow cloth with the imprint of the Lord Garuda is ceremoniously hoisted atop the temple flag post at the auspicious Sumuhurtam amid a chanting of Vedic hymns and to the beat of the temple drums. Prior to the divine ceremony, the processional deities along with the Parivara deities like Ananta, Garuda, Chakra, Vishvakshena go round the Manda streets encircling the holy shrine in a grand procession. It is widely believed that Lord Garuda goes around the temple complex extending invitation to all the gods, heavenly bodies, rishis and to the entire Devata community including Indra, Yama, Agni, Kubera, Varuna, Vayu and renowned sages. Vahana Seva. Great significance is attached to the Vahana Seva during the festival. The Lord mounted atop different Vahanams like Adishesha, Kalpavriksha, Simha, Chandra, Surya, Gaja, Ashwa, etc. is brought around in a great procession twice in a day on all the days of the festival. Lakhs of devotees converge all along the way, the processions pass by to have a divine glimpse of the deity. Kolu. The Lord holds court inside the main temple complex on all the 9 days, soon after the completion of the daily processions. It is during this time that Naivedyam is offered to the Lord. Snapanam. The process of conducting the celestial bath to the Lord with the herbal water after the procession is known as Snapanam Tirumanyam. It is believed that the Lord is relieved of the strain experienced in course of the procession. Churna Vishekam. The ritual is conducted on the 9th day of the Brahmotsavam. This involves the conduct of sacred bath to the Lord and his two divine consorts after anointing them with sandalwood powder. The temple priests also distribute the semi-liquid sandalwood paste to the public in the wee hours of the day. Chakrasanam. Chakrasnanam. This is akin to the bathing ritual succeeding the Churnabhishekam. Tirumanjanam is specifically performed on the processional deities and Lord Chakra amidst chanting of the Pancha Suktas in the premises of Sri Varaha Swami Temple situated on the northwest bank of the holy Pushkarani. After the conclusion of the Tirumanjanam festival and the sacred Agna, the idol of Lord Chakra is immersed in the holy waters of the Pushkarani. Tens of thousands of devotees who till then wait patiently on the steps of the temple tank plunge at the auspicious immersion moment and take a holiday. Devatodvasanam. The ritual succeeds the Chakrasnanam and is performed after the daily archana. The ritual relates to seeing of the gods, rishis and other heavenly bodies. The temple priests also praise Lord Brahma for the successful conduct of the Brahmotsavam of the Lord and traditionally honor him for all his efforts. As Lord Brahma himself conducts the mega event, the festival is named as the Brahmotsavam. Dvajarohanam. This is performed in the evening of the 9th day. The ritual relates to the lowering of the Garuda Dvaja, hoisted atop the temple flag post on the first day of the Brahmotsavam, signaling conclusion of the spectacular 9-day mega event. The special ritual being performed during Brahmotsavam article is taken from the Hindu dated September 2006, a special supplement on Brahmotsavam. The article is written by Mr. G.P. Shukla. Thank you very much.